Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. Gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page. You'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Everyone, you just heard the music of the Ocoee Middle School Florida's Gotta Keep Reading. Welcome to It's Storytime Gather Round on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, authors Christy Condoleezza and J.D. Holliday. Three Saturdays a month, we will be here to read a story to you. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in The Stories Are Read. Our number is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259. Or join us in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 8th, 2012. It's Storytime Gather Round can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. Or you can always find information about us at our site. It's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Hi, Christy. This week we have two more stories. Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair, an Empowering Fairy Tale by Jewel Katz, and Babysitting Sugar Paw by Virginia Grenier.
Hey, J.D. Yes, Jewel Katz is here to read her picture book, Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair, an Empowering Fairy Tale. Hi, Jewel. Tell us a bit about your story.
Hi. Sure, I'll read you a synopsis. It goes something like this. In a kingdom far, far away lived Cinderella. As expected, she slaved away from her cranky stepsisters and stepmother. She would dearly love to attend the royal costume ball and meet the prince, but her family is totally dead set against it. In fact, they have gone so far as to trash her wheelchair. An unexpected magical endowment to her wheelchair begins a truly enchanted evening in a dance with the prince. Can true love be far behind?
Joel?
Yes.
Go ahead, you can start reading.
Okay.
Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair. For any child who faces an illness, accident, or injury. In a kingdom far, far away lives Cinderella. One summer evening, she's called while perfuming stepmother's gym socks. Cinderella wheels into the kitchen super quick. Everyone is already seated around the oak dinner table. Hurry up, slowpoke, stepmother snaps. She drums her fingers. I have important news to share. What is it, mother? The prince sings song. Stepmother smirks. The king is ill. He wants to see his only son married. He's hosting a costume party for the prince to meet all interested women. And my girls are interested, all right? How awesome! The twins shout. They give each other high fives. Will I be going? Cinderella pipes up, twisting her hands nervously. You're kidding, right? The elder by a minute twin sneers. No, I'm not. Cinderella answers quietly. I'd like to attend. Both stepsisters lock their heavily made-up eyes. Together, they release a loud snort. I'm afraid we're talking about a royal costume party, not a charity ball, the younger twin says. Wake up, Cinderella. Wheelchair mobile princesses don't exist. Cinderella's cherry cheeks heat up. Now, now, stepmother interjects. There's no need to be rude. It's not like she's some threat. Stepmother throws hard at Cinderella. You enjoy jewelry making in your spare time, correct? Cinderella nods. Yes, ma'am. Well, then, I'll let you tag along if you manage to create stunning jewelry for the twins. Stepmother sticks out her bony hand. Deal? You can count on me, Cinderella says, sealing the agreement with a handshake. The next week passes by in a whiz. During the daytime, Cinderella zips through her usual chores. After the sun sets, her storage room turns into a wild fashion house. New more garnets onto my hair clip, one twin demands. I want sparkling pearls now. Remake this necklace at once, the other orders. Once everyone is asleep, Cinderella stitches her butterfly costume in secret, night after night. She also works on another surprise. Finally, the big day arrives. Stepmother hires makeup masters and hotshot celebrity hairstylists for her daughters. As usual, Cinderella is ignored. She relies on her own skills to jazz herself up. Cinderella wheels out of the storage room quite pleased with her look. The jaws of the twins drop. Their stomachs churn with vomit. Do you think you're a wonder of nature now? The elder twin taunts. You'll never even walk, let alone dance with the prince, the younger twin states. Ruthlessly, they claw the butterfly wings of Cinderella's costume. Please stop, Cinderella cries. Stepmother rushes to the scene. She, too, is taken aback by Cinderella's beauty. Don't worry, girls, stepmother says. I'll take care of the situation. She runs into Cinderella's storage room and returns with a sharp jewelry tool. Stepmother glares at Cinderella. As far as I'm concerned, you're not going anywhere. With that said, she punctures Cinderella's wheelchair tire. Stepmother and her daughters laugh and leave for the royal costume party, arm in arm. What about our deal? Cinderella sobs. Don't cry, the unfamiliar voice says. Cinderella looks up. Who are you? My name's Monique, and I'm a student fairy godmother from Enchantment University. I'm here to help you get to the royal costume party. Cinderella blinks. Have some faith, Monique says, shaking her dreadlocks. First, we need to get your outfit in order. I'm thinking Old Mother Hubbard. I'm thinking Little Bo Peep. Cinderella frowns. I worked hard on the costume I designed. Gotcha, Monique says, tapping Cinderella's shoulder with the magic wand. Immediately, a set of tiny ballerinas appear. They twirl about while restitching her torn costume. Cinderella blinks twice. Next, I need to get you out of here, Monique announces. Right then, Cinderella and Monique land outside on the driveway. Only they're seated in out-of-service Wheel-Trans bus. Whoops, Monique says. I must have dozed off during that transportation and magic class. Let's try again. Monique squeezes her eyes shut. Cinderella and her wobbly wheelchair shoot up, lightning fast. Fireworks sound. The wheelchair transforms. It's no longer damaged, rather futuristic. Cinderella's wheelchair sports 24-karat gold rims, a blinking control panel, and mighty airplane wings. This magic isn't going to last forever, Monique shouts from down below. Everything will slip back at midnight. Until then, have fun. Thank you, Cinderella says, blowing a goodbye kiss from the stars. In seconds, she's flying to the palace. Meanwhile, the prince sits alone. He pokes at the stinky blue cheese on his plate. His eyes wander to a banquet window, and the most extraordinary sight catches his attention. The prince sees a costume-clad woman flying on a wheelchair. Truly looks like a gorgeous butterfly. He scoots out to get a better look. You've come too late, miss, the security guard huffs at the gate. The prince hurries, then he sees her. Let her in, Stan, the prince orders. Cinderella recognizes his famous face in a snap. Are you flying in from another party? The prince asks. Cinderella smiles shyly. No, I haven't gone out in ages. The prince raises an eyebrow. Really? Can you tell me more around the palace garden? Cinderella and the prince talk about everything underneath the moon. She hands him an envelope. I made a get-well soon card for the king. I hope my surprise helps him feel better. The prince bites his lip. You're the only woman today who stopped to think of my dad. It means a lot to me. Cinderella holds the prince's hand. I know how much it hurts to see a parent get sick. Both of my folks that passed away from an illness. I'm sorry to hear that, the prince says. Cinderella smiles. It's okay. I've learned to survive. You're a wonderful woman, the prince says. Would you honor me with a dance? Cinderella says, staring at his sleeping legs. Then she remembers her magic wheelchair. Let's go! Party girls watch Cinderella and the prince make their way to the dance floor. The king looks on, too. Cinderella starts bopping her head. Her feet rises. The tires of her wheelchair start bouncing with the beat. The entire banquet hall is buzzing with oohs and ahs. Cinderella steps down and scowls. Cinderella moves away once the romantic tune takes over. Hey, why'd you stop dancing? The prince asks. Cinderella stares at the cold marble floor. My wheelchair can't boogie to slow songs. The prince lifts her chin up. We don't need any hocus pocus to dance. He scoops Cinderella into his arms and they sway to the music. Kingdom clocks immediately sound with 12 loud chimes. Oh no, it's time to leave, Cinderella cries. Her magic wheelchair gets into position. Put me down at once, Cinderella orders. Prince does so and she takes off. He chases after her. Wait up! The prince grabs onto Cinderella's hand and pulls at least love from it. In a flash, Cinderella and her magic wheelchair are gone. Melissa's right. The magic spell did break at midnight. Everything changed back, just like that. Other changes happened, too. Cinderella woke up to see life for what it is. She moved out of her stepfamily's cruel nest. She now rents a cool, wheelchair-accessible apartment in downtown. Cinderella kicked off her own jewelry-making business as well. One day, the prince surprises Cinderella by showing up in her jewelry shop. I've been searching for you everywhere, the prince says. Why didn't you reply to my TV or radio ads? Honestly, Cinderella answers, I don't have a magical wheelchair. I didn't think you'd be interested in plain old me. How you get around isn't important, the prince replies. I like you because of you. We make a complete pair together. The prince pulls out her missing lace glove from his pocket. Eventually, Cinderella and the prince start planning their wedding. Cinderella decides to set out an invitation card to her stepfamily and return and mail a large gift box to the palace. What can be inside? Cinderella asks the prince. She unties a pretty pink bow. Once open, the box reveals a pair of stepmother's yucky gym socks and a bottle of used perfume. Enjoy your wedding, Prezi, stepmother and a twinkle scribbled onto a note. Despite this, Cinderella and the prince have a grand wedding. Newspaper and TV reporters from all over the world cover the event. Life afterwards is peachy, too. The prince makes sure the palace is wheelchair accessible. Cinderella continues to work as a jewelry maker. Together, they volunteer to help people in need. Clearly, Cinderella's stepsister was dead wrong. Wheelchair mobile princesses do exist. The end.
Oh, that was great, Jewel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had so much fun reading it.
That was great. Now, where can people buy your book?
Well, you can basically find Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair anywhere on the planet in an online bookstore. So you can think of Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Chapters in Canada, anywhere online. You just type it in, Jewelcast and Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair, and up and away you will go into my world.
Oh, that's great. Now, what other books do you have?
Well, altogether, I have 5 books right now on the market. 4 of them are picture books. My newest release is Teddy Bear Princess. My first release was Venus Bollywood Dream. And then there's What You Use to Help Your Body, and of course, Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair. And in terms of adult books, I have a really cool book out. It's a puzzle book for women, which is called Word Search Divas.
Oh, that's cool. Now, where can people find out more about you and get a glimpse of all your books?
Well, you can learn about me on my website. The address is www.jewelcats.com.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you so much again for joining us and reading Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair, an empowering fairy tale.
Yes,
thank you for having
thank
me.
You, Jewel. Thanks for being here, Jewel.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, we have award-winning author and editor, partner with Marcia Casper Cook at the World of Ink Network, our network, Virginia Grenier is here to read her book, Babysitting Sugar Paw. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, JD. How are you?
Okay. How you doing today?
I'm Christy. Hi,
Virginia.
She's in the background.
I almost lost you there, I noticed. You went off the screen. Okay.
I muted myself for a while, you know. I can do that.
Okay, you're going to read Babysitting Sugar Paw, and can you tell us a little bit about it?
Babysitting Sugar Paw is about a little bear, obviously named Sugar Paw, and what he's trying to do, he's trying to get rid of his babysitter, Bonnie Whiskers, and basically the way he's trying to do that is by getting her into trouble by making changes to a rules chart that he has outlining everything he has to do when he has a babysitter. As the story, of course, unfolds, Sugar Paw learns about honesty and friendship. And he also learns that, you know, telling lies and not being honest isn't always the best way. And it's a great book for kids who like to create mischief or being left with the babysitter for the first time in daycare. So that's the idea behind the book. All right, let me begin. Bonnie Whiskers never babysat for the bears before. Hearing Sugar Paw cry out, "Don't go," made her worry. She took a deep breath and knocked on the door. "Hello, Bonnie Whiskers, come in," said Mama Bear. "Sugar Paw is upstairs. Let me go over the rules chart in the kitchen with you before we go." Upstairs, Sugar Paw cried to Papa Bear, "I don't want a babysitter." "You'll be all right," replied Papa Bear. "Bonnie Whiskers is the best babysitter in town." Sugar Paw gave Papa Bear his "I don't think so" look. "Be good, okay?" said Papa Bear as he walked out. Sugar Paw was very unhappy. "Maybe I can slip into the kitchen and make changes to the rules chart," he said to himself. In the kitchen, Bonnie Whiskers looked at the wall and saw Sugar Paw's rule chart. No TV after 7 p.m. Read 2 pages of Itsy Bitsy Spider. Take bath after reading, clean room before bed, no playing with paints, bedtime 8 p.m. "This won't be too hard after all," she thought. Sugar Paw waited until Mama Bear and Bonnie Whiskers left the kitchen. He ran to his chart and quickly made changes. It now said, Sugar Paw's rule chart, no TV after 9 p.m., read all pages of Itsy Bitsy Spider, take bath after reading, clean room before bedtime snack, play with paints, bedtime 10 p.m. "There," he whispered. "Sugar Paw!" It was Papa Bear calling him. "This is Bonnie Whiskers. She is looking forward to getting to know you," said Papa Bear. Mama Bear kissed Sugar Paw goodbye. "We'll be back soon," was all Sugar Paw heard before the door closed. Bonnie Whiskers tried to get Sugar Paw to play hide-and-seek. Sugar Paw pretended he didn't see her hiding behind the couch and poured water on her head instead. Bonnie Whiskers checked the rules chart while drying her ears. "We need to read Itsy Bitsy Spider," she said. Sugar Paw ran to get his book, then threw it in the trash. Bonnie Whiskers read to Sugarpaw after she wiped the book clean. "Did you clean your room today?" she asked. "Oh, yes," said Sugarpaw. "Then I'll make you a snack," said Bonnie Whiskers. After a snack, Sugarpaw wouldn't get up. Bonnie Whiskers had to carry Sugarpaw upstairs to take his bath. Sugarpaw poured Mama Bear's favorite bubble bath into the tub. He played Sinbad the Sailor. Splish, splash. Sugarpaw put on his PJs. Bonnie Whiskers mopped up the bathroom floor. In the living room, Bonnie Whiskers and Sugarpaw painted pictures. "Sugarpaw, be careful," cried Bonnie Whiskers. Paint spilled all over Mama Bear's carpet. Sugarpaw walked guiltily up to his bedroom. "Bonnie Whiskers is going to get in trouble because of me," he thought. Bonnie Whiskers looked at the rules chart. She shook her head. "I'm really sorry," said Sugarpaw. "I changed the rules chart." "Why?" asked Bonnie Whiskers. "Because I didn't want a babysitter." "How about now?" "Yes," replied Sugarpaw. "Will you come back?" Bonnie Whiskers hugged him. "I'll come back." Bonnie Whiskers sang Sugarpaw to sleep. Then she fell asleep. In the morning, Sugarpaw told Mama Bear and Papa Bear all about his night with Bonnie Whiskers. Sugarpaw turned and looked at his rules chart. It read, Sugarpaw's rules chart, no TV after 7 p.m., must read 2 pages of Itsy Bitsy Spider, take bath after reading, must clean room before bed, no playing with paints, bedtime 8 p.m. Bonnie Whiskers is the best babysitter, thought Sugarpaw. The end.
Wow, thank you so much, Virginia. What a cute story. And of course, I've heard it before.
Yeah.
Now, let me see. Now, Babysitting Sugarpaw has won an award, right?
Yes, it's actually won the Silver Mom's Choice Honoree Award, which is their second place award. Gosh, I'm still waking up.
Cool.
In the Mom's Choice contest. So mothers around. I don't know if they're in. I don't know if it's just U.S. or if it's U.S. and Canada. Sorry, I don't know that much about it. But anyways, it is at least nationwide in the U.S. And moms read through, you know, a bunch of submissions every month for the Mom's Choice Award. And so mine was picked for silver.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Where can listeners buy your book?
It's available actually in print, and it's, you know, soft cover print picture book, and then also as an ebook. So Barnes and Noble and Amazon, anywhere ebooks and print books are sold. There's a lot of indie publishers like mom and pop bookstores. I shouldn't say publisher, sorry, indie bookstores.
Okay.
So like mom and pop bookstores that carry Babysitting Sugarpaw. So, of course, my website, the publisher, Halo Publishing, also has a bookstore that you can buy straight from them. So there's quite a few places.
Okay. And what other books do you have?
I do have, because I used to, which is now closed, but you can still actually buy the anthology. And it's called The Best of Stories for Children Magazine, Volume 1. And it's an anthology. I have articles, short stories, and a couple of crafts in it, and it's the best of authors and illustrators from Stories for Children magazine, and that's available through Amazon and the Kindle store. I think there's a couple of, small, you know, online bookstores that also carry the Best of Stories for Children magazine, Volume 1 as well. And then, of course, there's always the Stories for Children magazine website that you can purchase it at as well.
I got to tell you, I saw the book trailer for it, and I love that book trailer. And it was
Book trailers for which one? So which book?
this book, the best of Stories for Children magazine. It was great, great music, and it was very, you know, and I know you did that.
Horrible.
It was very nice. I did not do that trailer. I know I do book trailers. The Babysitting Sugar Paw, I did just two trailers for that. One before it was published and then one after it was published that just recently came out. But yeah, the Best of Stories for Children magazine volume one, actually I didn't do that. That was done, oh my gosh, her name is totally escaping me now and I feel so bad about that. I know it's Sandy, but I think it was Sandy Lee is her pen name is what she has for it.
Very,
I hope I got that
it
right.
It was well done. I mean, not you know, and I actually thought it was yours because I know your book trailer, so it's very
When we first started doing book trailers, she was actually our assistant editor at the magazine before Irene Roth became our assistant editor in nonfiction. Yeah, it is Sandy Lee. And Sandy Lee is actually out of Canada, and so she did it. That's when we were first starting to get into book trailers. And then she's gone on to bigger and better things. So now I do book trailers. But, yeah, it wasn't me. That was the beginning of it.
All right. You want to tell us where people can find you in your books? I know you have your own website.
I do. You go to vsgrenier.com. So V as in Victor, S as in Sam, and Grenier is Grenier, just like Adrian Grenier's last name. Also pronounced Grenier if you're French. So vsgrenier.com is where you can go. And of course, you can always find me and our two hosts today, JD and Christy, at theworldofinknetwork.com. And connect to us that way as well.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much, Virginia, for reading Babysitting Sugar Paw to us today. It was fun.
You're welcome. Great. Hopefully I didn't sound too raspy.
No, you. It was more. No, believe me, we know.
You
we
don't
know. We're not worried about that anyway, but you did fine. Okay. Yeah. Our time is just about up. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. My co-host is Christy Condaleo, and you can find her and her books at epiescreations.com. And you can always find us at our site. It's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. You can hear all our shows and all the shows on the World of Ink Network at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork. On December 18th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join Fran Lewis for Special Mystery Tuesday. The other shows on our network include The Writing Mama Show with award-winning author and editor V.S. Grenier. Where have I heard that name before? A Good Story is a Good Story with author Marcia Casper Cook. Book Discussion with host, author, and reviewer Fran Lewis. I also want to add that Book Discussion on December 6th was canceled due to technical difficulties and will be rescheduled. There is also What is Success with B.S. Grenier and Marcia Casper Cook? And last but very not least at all is Families Matter Show with B.S. Grenier. Thank you for joining us. Join us next week, December 15th, for our Christmas show and stories, The Adventures of Roger Dodger, A Christmas Story, by Jan Britlin, and The Snowman Song, A Christmas Story, by Marilee Joy Mayfield. Bye now.
Bye, everyone.